Radio Africana,
your non-stop entertainment radio.
My people, welcome on board Vibing with Masha on your number one radio station, the number one Afrobeat radio station based in Manchester, United Kingdom. Radio Africana, and this is still your personal person, your personal hosts, your paddy for life. My name is Tayo Mustafa, but I always feel comfortable when you just said Masha. A lot of people have actually been asking me, how did you come by that name, Masha? That one, a long story. When I was in school, I belonged to one of the most prestigious clubs in the universe, the Kegai's Club. And there is a particular post in that organization called Masha. And I held on to that post by virtue of my dexterity and by virtue of my application, by virtue of my usefulness and resourcefulness. I held on to the post for a very long time, and I guess it just stuck just like that. Sometimes people could even ask me, say, are you a Fuji singer? I say, Fuji ke? Far from it. I don't always sing Fuji. Someone will say, are you related to Kwamwan? No, I am not at all. I got the name from the Kegai's Club, the number one universal social club as far as the world is concerned. Once again, I want to welcome you to your favorite program, Vibing with Masha. We're live on TikTok. If you want to join me, it's Olu Masha on TikTok. And for your WhatsApp messages, 0744-881-1570. And we're going to be vibing for the next 1 hour. And before we start anything, like we all know, we need to put God first. There's this song that has been ruling the airwaves in every nook and crannies of the world, both on radio stations and on social media. It's a group called Tikis. And one of the best way you can invoke and you can provoke God is praise. And in this song, they are absolutely provoking God to provide His grace, to provide His mercy, and to provide His joy. Tikis, Oluwatosi. I'll be back in a bit.
I found no other love like this. You are the treasure that I have. In you I'm truly satisfied. Jesus, you're my everything. You're the light that shines through me. You are the treasure that I have. In you I'm truly satisfied. Oluwatosi, Oluwatosi, the Jesus that I know is enough for me. Oluwatosi, Oluwatosi, the Jesus that I know is enough for me. Yeah. inside of me. In you I'm truly satisfied. Izukebe, Izukebe, the Jesus that I have is enough for me. Izukebe, Izukebe, the Jesus that I have is enough for me. Oluwa Tosi, Baba Oluwa Tosi, the Jesus that I know. Jesus, Timo, oh, to for me, oh, to for me, oh, to for me, Jesus, Timo, oh,
to for me. Okay, people, we don't have any other choice than to always praise God. We don't have any other choice than to always look up to Him and say, Father, we thank you. Father, we bless you. Father, we adore your name. Because the Bible actually said that in all things, we must always praise the Lord. I hope we have enough time to discuss two particular issues we're going to be talking about today. One is the student finance. Like we normally do every week, we look at some very salient issues affecting. Let me be a bit personal here. Nigerians in United Kingdom, we talked about the COS in the last edition of the program, and today we're going to be talking about student finance. We need to see who and who are eligible for student finance. How do you go about getting the student finance? What are the criteria for getting the student finance? How do you even qualify to be able to go to school and get a student finance? And even after your schooling, how are you able to start the repayment? So if we are not able to exhaust the whole thing today, I'm sure by the next edition we will be able to do that. But while we're still looking at that, something wonderful happened in Nigeria yesterday, something remarkable. And we're talking about over millions of a population gathered together to celebrate the coronation of one of the most prominent king in Nigeria, the Olubado of Ibadanland. Ibadan is the capital of Oyo State in the western part of Nigeria. Ibadan is an ancient town. Ibadan is the largest city in West Africa. So you can imagine the kind of value that city has added to the lives of the people, to the Oyo State as it is, and also to Nigeria as a country. It is also remarkable to know that the recently crowned Olubadan has been a colossus of different walks of life. He is a politician. He is a businessman. He is a traditionalist to the core. And interestingly, at the age of 82, he was crowned the 44th Olubadan of Ibadanland yesterday. It has attracted quite a lot of reviews, some positive, some negative, but that's the way life is. You can't have it all. It can't be perfect. And the new Olubadan was a senator. The new Olubadan was a former governor of Oyo State. The new Olubadan is a chemical engineering graduate, and he has investments in so many in walks of life in the industry. He also is a traditionalist to the core. He is a strong supporter of our arts and culture. So you can imagine the parade of our culture at the coronation. For the first time in Ibadanland, we had a 1 week coronation event. Started with a lecture, started with a command performance, I learned they also had a football match, a novelty match, and the icing on the cake came yesterday with the coronation. Interestingly, our president, Ashiwaju Bola Ahmed Tinubu, had to cancel some of his engagements to honor his friend and his brother because they have a very rich, long relationship. So, like, according to what he said at the coronation, the least he could do is to personally grace the occasion. And the event was hosted by the Oyo State government, headed by Engineer Seyi Makinde, the governor of Oyo State. And we also had in attendance various personalities, various politicians, government officials, governors, senators, House of Rep members, and all that in attendance. It was a very colorful event. And I am proud to say that my land, my origin, showcased its richest culture at the event yesterday. Subsequently, we're going to be talking about other areas that Ibadan has added value to the lives of its people in further programs. But on behalf of my humble self and Radio Africana as an organization, we want to congratulate our new king, the 44th Olubadan of Ibadan, Senator Abdul Rashid Adewolu Akomu Ladoja. The people showed love to him yesterday. It was so obvious that he is a man loved by the people. And that is why I want to tap into that song by Bob Marley so that Kabisi can sit down and reflect on it. Could you be loved? Yeah, don't let them school you, Kabisi. Don't let them teach you, Kabisi. Let's hear it from Bob Marley. Could you be loved? Okay, people. Yes, I'm absolutely enjoying the vibes. I'm absolutely enjoying your comments. Like I always say, just send your message, WhatsApp messages only, on 0744-881-1570. It's getting a bit more chilly in UK. The winter is here. If you don't have a jacket already, go grab one. It's going to be really, really chilly in this winter. Please, it is important. Still talking about our KBAC, the 44th Olubadan of Ibadanland, Senator Rasheed Adewolu Akomo Ladoja. Interestingly, I'm not sure if people are aware that Ibadanland has an interesting ascension to the throne, the hierarchy to the throne. Uniquely, let me use the word, we don't have a ruling house in Ibadanland. You have to, you know, start from the scratch and rise through the rank. Just like Obaladoja did, he started from about so many years ago and he rose through the rank from the family chieftaincy to Dagumolu of Ibadanland, blah, 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 blah. And that is why Ibadanland has never experienced any chieftaincy tussle. There has been no record of probably one family taking another family to court. No, because there is not even a family. Before the death of the current Olubadan, the next Olubadan has been identified. A lot of people complain that it's always old men, and we always tell them that it is better we have old men to reign peacefully than to have young men and fight over a throne for over 10, 20 years without a king. The new Oba actually served as the governor of Oyo State from 2003 to 2007 under the People's Democratic Party. His tenure was defined by both reforms and turbulence, including an impeachment that was later nullified by the court, thankfully. He was born on September 25, 1944. Obaladoja assumed the Olubadan's rule at the age of well over 81. Expectedly, given his words of experience professionally, politically, personally, a lot of values will be added to Ibadanland in politics, in business, and public service, because this man is coming with quite a lot of experience. Like I said earlier, our new Olubadan is well educated. He studied chemical engineering at the University of Liège in Belgium. And you wouldn't believe he is a, I don't know what other adjective to use to describe this man. He speaks well over six languages fluently. French, Spanish, English, you know, name it. And before he went into politics, he built a successful professional career. A very successful one at that. Before he even went into politics, he was already a successful businessman. He worked with multinational corporations such as Total Nigeria before establishing himself in the oil, gas, and shipping sectors. His entrepreneurial background remains a very strong part of his legacy, and not only his legacy, of what he is bringing to the table for Ibadan people. Like I said earlier, they will rise through the ranks. And for example, the new Olubadan began his climb up the traditional ladder over three decades ago. He rose steadily through the ranks, holding titles like Jagun Olubadan, Osi Olubadan, Otun Olubadan, before finally becoming the king in 2025. Just like I said also, he is a core traditionalist. He believes in the celebration, in the elevation, in the applause of our rich culture as far as Yoruba is concerned. He has been involved in so many cultural programs. He has been involved in sponsorship of cultural events, movie production, and all that. So KBAC is well equipped and ready to serve his people. I can continue to talk and on about KBAC, but we'll still be doing that probably in subsequent programs. Now we want to talk about student finance. And before we come back to student finance, let's take a cue from Asake, who released this song about 2 months ago or 3 months ago, thereabout. And the song has been enjoying a very, very rare review in the media. Bad Man Gangsta, Asake. See you in a bit.
Combo, this is my life. I ain't gon' lie, this is my dish. I say bad boy, we get OT, stacking paper, play nicely, little messy. Thank God we dey alive, more blessings, sing clearly and gaily. I no say anybody, person will see me, now him I see. I be on my and jaw, living my life, me so. But di me rap about my wow, carry your wallet, go foul. Baby, me go down low, down. She le Batman gangsta.
Elle aime les vrais gangsters, ceux qui sont pas instables. Love street, love money, my life. Jeune Africain, Congolais ambitieux. Je ressens quand même une douleur malgré ta présence. Reçois quality vibe, my guy. Mamacita, il me reste peu de temps pour toi. J'sais pas où je vais passer la night. Pamakala ou Marbella, Bella. Près des îles ou des favelas, Hila, Hila. J'sais pas où je passe la night. La Makala ou ma Bella Bella. Près des îles ou des favelas, Hila, Hila.
I'm a con low, I'm a combo. This is my life, I ain't gon' lie. This is my dish. I say bad boy, we get OT. Stacking paper, play nicely, little messy. Thank God we get our life. More blessings, see clearly, I'm girly. I don't say anybody, person will see me, now you nice see. I be on my night job. Living my life, me so. But if you rap about me, wow. Carry your wallet, go foul. Baby, me go down low, down. She love bad man, gangsta.
Elle aime les vrais gangsters, ceux qui sont pas instables. Love street, love money, my life. J'sais pas où je passe la night. Dans ma cala ou ma bella, bella. Près des îles ou des favelas, et là, et là. J'sais pas où j'vais passer la night. Y'a ma cara ou ma bella, bella. Y'a des îles ou des favelas, et là, et là.
The best station, music, culture, arts, fashion, shows, comedy, gospel, news, interaction, you name it. This is your station, Radio Africana.
Is it me? Me take it easy. Catch the sun through my teeth. You spoke one for victories. Come on for the body, know the breed. Put on your shoe, make it stand at peace. All your sorrow, make it dust them free. If you know big gala la gala la la, if you know big gala la gala la la la. One my joke, I joke, I joke, I joke, I joke. What you want my joke, I joke, I joke. I need my even the big girl like get the food. Oluwa, Oluwa, yeah. Joy is coming, joy is coming. Oluwa, Oluwa, yeah. Joy is coming, only a little more. Oluwa, 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 yeah. Joy is coming, joy is coming. Joy is coming, only a little boy. Open up, open up. Do what you wanna do. I want to be shining what good. Yeah. Don't make it, don't make it. I want to live for the world. I want to live for the world. Yeah.
Easy now, me take it easy. Catch the sun through my teeth. You spoke one for the days. Come on for the body, know the breed. Put on your shoe, make it stand at peace. All your sorrow, make it dance them free. If you know big ala la gala la la, yeah. If you know big ala la go to them fuji. One man jogo, yeah. Ijogo, yeah. Ijogo, yeah. What you want my jojo, Ijogo, yeah. What you want my jogo, yeah. And if you know big ala la go to them fuji. Oduba, olu. Oluwa, yeah.
Joy is coming, joy is coming.
joy is gone. Money I need the more. You super, joy is gone, money only the morning.
Hey my people, we're still vibing together this bright sunny Saturday with your microphone Berlusconi Masha on no number one radio station based in Manchester, Radio Africana. Yes, let us put my favorite land apart and talk about a particular issue that has caused both good, bad and ugly to students studying in the United Kingdom. Like I said earlier, we cannot exhaust student finance issue in 1 hour or in 2 hours, because there are so many pathways to this initiative of the United Kingdom. Looking at it broadly, student finance is an initiative of the United Kingdom government to alleviate the financial challenge of studying in England. And when it was initiated, it was deliberately initiated to help provide financial support to students applying for their undergraduate and postgraduate program. Now, interestingly, and I meant no offense with this, a lot of immigrants have absolutely benefited from this even more than the people who were supposed to be the primary beneficiary, if you understand what I'm saying. And looking at it broadly, the main thing is for you to have the eligibility to be able to apply for student finance. And the two most important eligibility factors is your immigration status and your academic qualification. And the last time I checked, the minimum immigration status you can have to be able to be eligible to apply for student finance if you are offered a university program is your indefinite leave to remain. If you are on a COS dependency, 2.5 years, blah 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 blah, no, you are not eligible to apply for student finance. But if you have a minimum of indefinite leave to remain in UK, yes, you absolutely qualify to apply for student finance. And how are you eligible to be an undergraduate or a master's degree student is your academic qualification. If you're going for courses with foundation, the minimum I think you can have is your secondary school. And if you're going for courses that require more other things, it will be specified in the university's prospectus. If it's a 3-year master's program, if it's 3 years BSc program, it comes with different kinds of requirements. So it is not a straitjacket thing. You need to go to the university you are applying for, look, check their website, look at the courses they are offering, and look at the eligibility in terms of your academic qualification. These two, they are very key in determining if, number one, you'll be offered an admission into the school, and number two, if you have a very good chance of being offered student finance. And when we're talking about student finance, it comes with a different kind of requirements and conditions. If your academic program is a four-year program, of course, you will be given the student finance throughout the 4 years, but your repayment starts immediately you finish school and you start working. We'll come to that later when we're doing the rest of the analysis. But what is most important for us to know today now is that if you have a minimum of indefinite leave to remain and you want to go back to school, you want to go for your BSc program or for your master's program, you are eligible to apply for student finance. When we come back, we'll be talking about what other things comes with the student finance. Because if we're looking at it that very well, we're looking at the tuition fees, we're looking at the living costs, which includes the maintenance allowance, the grants, and under the grants, we have different kind of grants. We have the child care grants, we have the disabled allowance and all that. We'll look on in all that one when we come back. For now, I want to invite my brother, Rema, to give me Ozeba. Let's spice it up a little bit. It's getting too dull.
All of my guys on the team, it's me, everybody animal. Who be that girl with the shaker and keep it for bag me and one tie like a whether the EKB in a real or fake, I bet just the back am. How you go send me money, then I spray the money, then you gon' take back am. You know, since I'm about to see the rock, I bet no day match am. Me with the area boy, they do my things like a ziggy, ziggy, zaga.
Rama, what is the matter?
I go prove to them, say somebody bad, eh? Somebody wicked, eh? I go do my best to make colorful now, vex. Look on multiple for my set, I don't intercept. I can put together a recess, say you want KK, put some big jump fence, eh?
Ozeba, 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 Ozeba.
They want a banger, give them back to back, boss of the medulla, tell all your faith that I ask you to ask them who's their daddy. H.I.M. I'm that nigga, I'm that nigga, I'm that figure. I the best of it, the only thing with it made me the happy now you keep it. Internet gas are that thing when you talk, make you come from, make you for it pity.
Rama, what is the matter?
I go prove to them, say somebody bad, eh? Somebody wicked, I go do my best to make colorful now, vex. I don't got money for my set, I don't intercept. Take a put together for research, then you want get keep, put some big jump fence, eh?
Ozeba, 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 Ozeba.
Okay, my people, I am absolutely enjoying all the feedback. Questions are coming in. People are asking different kind of questions. Let me say categorically here that yours truly, I am not a professional consultant on all this. I'm just saying this based on information that we have been able to pick up online and from the websites of these universities as well as the student finance itself. But I want to strongly advise that if you want to know more about student finance, going by what a lot of people have been asking me on the WhatsApp messages and the TikTok live, it is important that you go online and read more about it. Like I said earlier, we absolutely cannot exhaust every information you need to know about student finance on this program, because student finance is so broad, it's so wide. What applies to A does not apply to B, and what applies to B does not apply to C. If you're studying abroad, it's different from if you're studying from within UK, it's different from if you work with NHS, it's different from, you know, it's so massive, it's so vast. But what we are just trying to do is just pick on the general info that everybody needs to know, like how, what are the criteria for me to be able to be eligible to apply and be given. Please mark my word, apply and be given. Applying does not automatically mean that you will be given. Your application will absolutely go through series of evaluations before your application can be granted. And like I said earlier, the first thing they're going to do when your application is approved is to ensure that your tuition fee is paid. Once your tuition fee is paid, and how does this happen? You need to go to the school where your program is, do all your necessary registration and documentation, and once the school confirms to Student Finance that this person has fulfilled all the registration obligations, automatically your tuition fee would be paid. Somebody is asking me now that will the tuition fee be paid to the student? It's a capital no. Students don't get paid directly as far as tuition fees is concerned. Student Finance will pay the tuition fee directly to the school. Okay, somebody is asking me, so what other payments comes in to the student directly? Besides the tuition fee, which will be paid to the school, Student Finance, based on your information that you've provided to them, if you're single, if you're double, if you have kids, how many kids, how many dependents, is your wife working, blah, 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 blah. They have these instruments they use to evaluate whatever comes to you. We call this maintenance allowance. And under this maintenance allowance, we have so many benefits attached to this. Some call it living costs. Like I said earlier, I am not a professional. I'm sure that as time goes on, we will be having guests who are well-versed in all these areas who will come and enlighten us and throw more light on it. I'm just saying this on the very, I'm just scratching the surface, so to say. So, under this living cost, we have the maintenance allowance, we have the grants, we have the disabled, the this and that, blah, 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 blah. So, based on your circumstances and situation, that's the word Student Finance normally use. Based on your circumstances and situation, your living cost will be calculated, and it is normally paid 3 times in a year. That is every four months you get paid into your account. A lot of people have, if I may use the word, pardon me, abused this policy. Likewise, a lot of people have benefited tremendously from it. Your humble self is a testimony of the beneficiary of the Student Finance. And I remember that the Nigerian Community Association in Greater Manchester has taken a lot of pain to educate people that, look, it is not an opportunity to just make money. It's an opportunity to have an academic value, a professional value to yourself, while you are also getting a financial support. Yes, still on your number one radio station, Radio Africana, based in Manchester. Keep sending your views, keep sending your comments on 0744-881-1570. When we come back, we're going to be looking at some other aspects of Student Finance. Don't touch the dial. Big things, like according to Student Finance, big things, Nimofe. That's what Nigerians are also asking Student Finance to do now. Big things, Nimofe. Let's hear it from Kiss Daniel, Shea Vibes, and Young John. We'll be right back.
Prince Nemo like. Show you the rich, I will look for my life. When I walk through the valley of the shadow, all eyes on me, cause I came in a Lambo. She said, why you do me like this? You know I would do anything for your love. No matter, not do me anymore. Big, big, big things in my life. Na money, na money, na money. Na money will they give me morale. Energy, energy, energy. Big, big, big things in my life.
Ojunity fego, ojunity fego. One girl no fi do me to follow for threesome. Risky things ni mo like, freaky things ni mo like. Any of them la mama mi baddy man you mo like.
She say why you do me like this? You know I won't do anything for your love. Mama thing not do me anymore. Big 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 things ni mo like. Na money, na money, na money. Na money when they give me morale. Energy, energy, energy. Big, big, big things in my life.
Every day me I dey meditate. You just my before I navigate. You just my now, don't change. Okay, if not, you got it on my bar. 6 years ago, I left my mother. 2020, I don't remember. I wanna ask for my
baby,
me
I love you, baby. Baby, sing with me,
Big, big things, ni mo like. Show you the rich, I will look out for my life. When I walk through the valley of the shadow, all eyes on me, cause I came in a Lambo. She said, why you do me like this? You know I would do anything for your love. No matter, not do me anymore. Big, big, big things in my life. Na money, na money, na money. Na money where they give me morale. Energy, energy, energy. Big, big, big things in my life.
Yes, my people, I'm always having a very great time anytime we're vibing together on this sunny Saturday right here in Manchester, United Kingdom, on your number one Afrobeat radio station, Radio Africana. For your WhatsApp messages, 0744-881-1570. I'm imbibing in. There's so many inquiries coming in. I know Nigerians like money, so they will be so much interested in this issue of student finance. It's okay, it's all right. But like I said earlier, there is a little we can do as far as this program is concerned. I have said it earlier, let me repeat myself here now. If you really need a lot of information on this, please go online, go and check whatever information you need as far as student finance is concerned. We can only provide the basics here, but if you want an in-depth of whatever it is that has to do with your own peculiar situation, it is important you go online. And on the website of the student finance, you have their customer service numbers there. There are so many. If you really need to talk to someone, please don't hesitate. Pick up your phone, talk to them, make all your inquiries so you can have a clear picture or a clearer picture of whatever we have been able to dish out today on this program. Yes, as I was saying, I talked about your household details. It's one very vital area of your application that you need to be very meticulous, honest, and strategic about. Don't say what you are not. If you are single, just declare that you are single. If you are married, declare you are married. If you have one kid, don't say you have three kids. Because there are ways that they also get to check all these things. And once you have found one thing, your application will be rejected. 100%. It will be rejected. It's not about, okay, if I add one to one, I will get 10. No. If you know that if you say one, you are getting one. Please stick to that one. Instead of just manipulating and at the end of the day not getting anything. We've had series of people who have experienced this and they end up not getting anything and they cannot go to school. It's as simple as that. And in this country, God help you if you get away with anything that is called deception. Probably you're lucky, because one way or the other, if you mix, if you call red a black, they will get to know. And once they get to know, it's a no for them. So whatever you are declaring as far as your household income details are concerned, please be honest with it, with your facts, with your figures, with your documents. If you earn £2, tell them you earn £2. If you earn 20, tell them you earn 20 and provide a pay slip to that. If you are 16 and you said you are 60, it's a no. If you have one kid and you say you have three kids, it's a no. If you have issues with your wife and you say you are perfectly married, it's a no. These are some of the things that the student finance will consider before your application can be granted. And for your academic qualification, it is also important that you say exactly your qualification. Don't falsify your certificate. Don't falsify your international passport. Don't falsify your age. No. It comes to equity, comes with clean hands. You really need to come with clean hands so that after a very careful evaluation of your situation and circumstances, their own decision tool can be seen as being fair and being justifiable. Someone is asking me, how about the repayment? It's a very simple thing. If you're doing a four-year program, let's say example, you're doing a BSc in maybe mental health or health and social care, your tuition fee will be paid for that 4 years, and you also get your own maintenance allowance. And for whatever situation that you have will determine the category of the grants you're going to be getting. You can apply for your child care grant alongside your maintenance allowance and you will be given. But the stipulation here is that once you finish your academic program and you start working, you will start making a repayment on a monthly basis. Interestingly, the student finance will come up with an evaluation tool using your income to determine how much you will be paying on a monthly basis. According to what I heard on their website, based on what I read on their website, there is a cap where the figures you earn will be before they start deducting money from your account. But I can assure you that it's not painful at all. It's going to be easy and easy and easy. I'm always rushing on this program because we always have so many things to spare, and my producer is not helping matters. He has started giving me this Awolowo style approach of oga, hurry up, my people. I don't blame him. Everything is time, and according to Nigerians, we go say time na money. Now, before we finally say bye, I have this very natural flair for this guy from the eastern part of Nigeria, Flavor Nabania. There is none of his song that I don't love so much, and I can't help but playing this one. Big Baller, Flavor. And when we come back, we wrap it up.
If you know, you know. But if you don't know,
in town. Now you know. Now you know. luxury or nothing.
Say or nothing.
Money is talking.
Okay, my people, I hope we have been able to share one or two things. I hope we have been able to learn one or two things. Like I always say on this program, life itself is a continuous learning process. In the next edition, we're going to be looking at some other things, some other issues, some other life determining factor that is affecting a lot of Nigerians in the United Kingdom. Like I said earlier, hopefully too, we should be able to be bringing in professionals who are well versed in all these issues so that they can actually give us a more in-depth analysis, advice and directives on the various issues we'll be bringing on the program. Yes, like they say in Nigeria, we know they say goodbye. Until see you next week Saturday, continue to vibe with yourself, with your loved ones and with your environment. See you next week, guys. Bye.
Now, which kind of life where I never see? I carry God, so I fear nothing. Steady increase in the commands. Original no be parody. It no feel clear for your memory. Whether now winter or summer, I did Papa does have an living life. See my fire burning bright within the inside me. Smally way they mighty. They never know I color. Do the move fine. Check and balance everything inside my mind daily. Trust me, you can't fool me. Hold me in your arms and your love and your life.
got me living softly. Yeah, yeah. Love me judge,
love me tender.
You know your love turn me up like Nepa. Anything you want and I'ma do whatever. Because I love and I love and I love and I love you only. Because I need and I need and I need and I need you more.
Nobody but my boo thang. We kickin' shit like Luke. She wanna see the truth, ay. And I'm a W like Wu Tang. And sweet taste like Pina Colada. Love that Bottega, love that Louis V and Prada. No makeup, she's still hot like Sahara.
Wait, she's really hot.
Oh, I'ma have to put her in a coop. Mansion in the hills with a poop. I like the way she take this bamboo. She said, if you love me, get my name tattoo.
Baka, that's how you look in my heart too.
Baka,
no vacancy, your cha-cha, baza. Hey, girl, ain't nobody badder, badder than you, 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 you. Baka, if anyone try my lady.
Baka,
oh, sweetie, baby, oh.